نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. We are going to start today inshallah with Surah Al-Jasiyah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. إن في السماوات والأرض لآيات للمؤمنين وفي خلقكم وما يبث من دابة آيات لقوم يوقنون. صدق الله العظيم. We have seen that most of the surahs of the Quran are in the form of prayers. This relationship has been very evident regarding these last four surahs of the Hameen series. We have seen the Surah Al-Zukhruf and Surah Al-Dukhan, both started Hameen wal Kitab al-Mubeen, both of them. Now the next prayer, Surah Al-Jasiyah and Surah Al-Ahqaf, both starting حَامِيمْ تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Also we find that most of these surahs begin with the mention of Qur'an. Now حَامِيمْ تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Sending down of this book is from Allah, who is all powerful, all wise. إِنَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In the heavens and the earth, there are signs for those people who believe. وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَمَا يَبُثُّ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ. And also in your creation, and that which He has spread, the moving creatures, there are signs for those people who are convinced. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the same way, in the alternation of the night and the day. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن رِّزْقٍ. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down from the heaven, from sustenance. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And then He revives the earth or land after its death. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ. And in the changing of the direction of the winds. لَآيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. In all these things there are signs for a people who understand. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ. And these are the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we are reciting unto you with truth, with a purpose. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Then in what discourse after Allah and His revelations will they believe? If they are rejecting the ayat of Allah, now what will they believe? وَلُلْ لِكُلِّ أَفَاكِ نَصِيمٍ. Woe to every sinful liar. يَسْمَعُ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ. He listens to the revelations of Allah recited to him. ثُمَّ يُصِرُّ مُسْتَكْبِرًا. Then he persists and insists in arrogance. كَانْ لَمْ يَسْمَعَهَا. He behaves as if he had not heard them. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابِ النَّلِيمِ. So give him a glad tidings of a very painful chastisement. وَإِذَا عَلِمَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا شَيْئًا اتَّخَذَهَا هُزُوًا. And when he comes to know from our revelation something, he takes them in mockery. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them, there is a chastisement which is humiliating and degrading. مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ جَهَنَّمْ. Behind them is the hell. وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مَا كَسَبُوا شَيْئًا. Whatever they have earned during this life of theirs, it will be of no avail to them. وَلَا مَتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And also, the gods, false gods and protectors, they have taken unto themselves, besides Allah, they will also be of no avail. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for them will be a mighty chastisement. هَذَا هُدًى. This is the guidance. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ. As for those who reject and disbelieve in the revelations of their Lord, لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مَّهِينٌ أَلِيمٌ. For them shall be a painful chastisement of wrath. اللَّهُ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. Allah is He who has subjected the sea to you. لتجري الفلك فيه بأمره so that the ship may sail through it by his command. ولتبتغوا بفضله and so that you can seek out of his bounty. ولعلكم تشكرون and so that you become thankful to Allah. وسخر لكم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض جميعا. This ayah is very noteworthy. The emphasis, jami'a. And he has subjected to you everything that is in the heavens and everything which is in the earth, all of them. This clearly tells you the position of man as vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only those things which are in this world and this earth and round about it, they have been subjected to man. Whole universe has been subjected. So now, when we are conquering the space, this is actually in line with the Quran itself. Allah had already subjected this whole universe to us. It's only the time which has elapsed, you know, just as a seed has to take some time to become a plant. In the same way, this progeny of Adam had to take some time to get all that knowledge that it has gathered. And we can't say up to what more limits this human knowledge is to go. Actually, this has to go to the level of Dajjal. When all the forces of nature will be subjected to Dajjal, he will have conquered all the forces of the nature. And that is why he will declare, I am God. When I have conquered the whole of the universe, then I am God. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ Verily, in this are the signs for those people who reflect and ponder. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَغْفِرُوا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ O Prophet, say to these those people who have come to believe, your followers, يَغْفِرُوا They should forgive. For some while, for a while, those people who don't hope and don't expect the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this Ayyam Allah, we have been mentioning it many a time. In the terminology of Quran, the days in which the big command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was executed, destroying whole nations. فَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ Tasqeer bi ala illah and tasqeer bi ayyam illah. I mentioned these two terms adopted by Shah Wali Ullah Dehlvi, rahmatullahi alayh. So because they don't fear it, so give them some respite. Let them ponder. Let them think. Don't wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would bring them the chastisement immediately. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَغْفِرُوا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ أَيَّامَ اللَّهِ لِيَجْزِيَ قَوْمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully rewards the people of what they do. You give them time so that they can show what amount of evil they have within them. Let the whole evil come out. مَنْ عَمِرَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ Whosoever does good deeds, he does it for his own sake. وَمَنْ أَصَافَ عَلَيْهَا And if he commits some evil, well, it is against himself. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ And then, to your Lord, you will be returned. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحُكْمَ وَالنُّبُوَّةَ And we had given the children of Israel the book and the judgment and prophethood. And hukum can mean kingdom also. The book, the kingdom and the prophethood. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ And we provided them with good things. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ This is for the fourth time in Quran about Bani Israel. And we raised them higher than all the nations of the world. Actually in Quran, عالمين, literally it should mean all the worlds. But this is the style of Quran. That taking the plural something, But what is meant is the thing that is in that. So plural denotes to that. Alameen, all the nations of the world, all the peoples of the world. Fadlallahu ala alameen. Twice in Surah Al-Baqarah, once last night, and now here again for the fourth time. وَآتَيْنَاهُ بَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. And we gave them clear proof of the command, the ten commandments that Allah gave them. فَمَقْتَلَفُوا إِلَىٰ مِبَانِ مَا جَاهُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُ. Afterwards, the reason differs. But after the knowledge had come to them, and the reason was their jealousy, mutual jealousy, mutual, you know, hatred, you may call. The urge to dominate over each other. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَغْضِي بَيْنَهُمْ يَعْبَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Verily your Lord will judge between them on the day of the judgment, on the day of resurrection. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. In all those matters in which they had been differing. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ شَرِيَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. And then, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have established you on a sharia of our command. That's very important to note. The Sharia is after Moses to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Masih alayhi salam didn't bring any Sharia. It was Hikmah, as we have read last night. Hikmah, wisdom. The essence of Iman and faith. But the Sharia was the same. And he said so. His word was preserved in the Gospel. Don't think I've come to destroy law. This law of Moses will remain. But now Quran has come. And this is the new Sharia. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَىٰ شَرِيَةٍ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ. Then we have established you on the Sharia of our command. فَتَّبِعْهَا. So you have to follow that. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَىٰ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And don't follow the caprices or the wishes or the nafs of those people who don't know. إِنَّهُمْ لَيْهُنُوا عَنْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْءٍ. They will not be able to save you from Allah. Not at all. وَإِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. These evil doers, they are friends to each other. Some of them are friends to each other. بَاللَّهُ بَعْوَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. As for the God-fearing, the friend and the protector is Allah. هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ. These are enlightenments for the people, wa hudan, and guidance, wa rahmatul liqawmi yuqinoon, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people who are convinced. Ham hasib al-lazina ishtarahu sayyat, nam naj'alahum kal-lazina amanu, wa amal salihat, sawab, mahiyahum, wa mamatu. Do these people who are committing and doing evil deeds, they think that we shall make them and those people who have come to believe and who are doing good deeds equal? How is it possible? You have disbelieved, they are believing. You are doing bad deeds, they are doing good deeds. How can they be equal? Sawab mahyahum wa mamatum. Will their living and dying be equal? Sama yahkumun. Very wrong is the judgment or the opinion that they have formed. وَخَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth with truth. That is mean with the purpose. There's nothing purposeless over here. وَلِتُجْزَىٰ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. And so that every soul is recompensed whatever it has earned. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And they will not be wronged. No injustice will be done to them. Now comes one of the most important ayat of Quran regarding shirk, the practical aspect of shirk. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you seen or considered the case of a person who has taken his own nafs? That means the nafs and desires of the nafs, of the inner libido, as a God for himself. He is saying in his tongue, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, repeating and repeating and repeating. But actually, he has made his desires, his nafs, God. Why? He is obeying them without seeing whether it is halal or haram. It is permissible or prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A desire emerges from your id or libido, from amongst your animal instincts, and you follow the desire. You fulfill it. On gratification of that desire, you do. Without seeing whether the way you have adopted is permissible according to Sharia of Allah or prohibited. So now who is your Lord? Your God is your nafs. Now nobody has ever bowed towards his nafs or prostrated before the nafs. But this is the practical issue. I might think and I might be proud. I am 100% muwahid. Because as far as the tawheed in creed is concerned, tawheed in aqidah, well, I am satisfied that I have fully understood it and I take it. But what about the practical side? Taif abdul dinar wa abdul dirham. Woe to the servant of dinar and dirham, bondsman of dirham or dinar. His name is Abdul Rahman. Actually, he is Abdul Dinar. When he is after getting dinar, without seeing whether it is halal for him or haram. The love of dinar, the love of dirham, the love of money and wealth is more in their hearts than the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is their Lord? Who is their God? Practically. Wealth. They are worshipping wealth. Worshipping dollars. Worshipping pounds. Worshipping rupees. Etc. etc. أَفَرَّيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has led him astray. Despite all his knowledge. He is a PhD. PhD in tafsir. He got a PhD from McGill in Hadith, in Fiqh. But he is the boss man of his riches. You might be an alim. You might be a mufassir. You might be a muhaddith. You might be a faqih. You might be a mufti. But if you are serving your lusts and desires, irrespective of whether something is permissible or prohibited, then you are mushrik in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصْرِهِ رِشَاوَةً. And of such a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a seal on his heart and on his hearing, and there is a curtain before his eyes. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Now who can give him the guidance after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has, so to say, put a seal on his heart? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. So are they not admonished or reminded? وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. And they say, there is no other life for us except this life of this world. مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. Namuto, we die ourselves. Wanahya, and live ourselves. Now, ye and you meet me, Allah gives life, Allah puts you to death. They said, no, no, no. We die ourselves. We live ourselves. This is the materialism of this age. There's nobody. This is the world of matter. There are laws of physical change. Laws of chemical change. But these laws, this universe is going. There's no need of some controller and somebody running this universe. No. We don't believe. وَمَا يُهْلِقُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرُ. And nothing kills us except the time. Time passes and we are finished. That's all. No God. This is dahriyat. You might have heard this word. Dahriyat. بل هي نظم دهرية، وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر وما لهم بذلك من علم. They don't have any knowledge of it. إنهم لا يظنون. They are only conjecturing. Guessing. وإذا تطلع عليهم آياتنا بينات، and whenever clear revelations are recited unto them، ما كان حجتهم. Their last argument is إلا أن قالوا طوبي آبا إذا إن كنتم صادقين. In the long run, in the end, they always used to say, okay, if there is going to be resurrection, bring our forefathers before us. Then we shall believe that there can be resurrection. قل الله يحييكم. Say, Allah will revive you. ثم يميتكم. Allah is keeping you alive. يحييكم. ثم يميتكم. Then he will put you to death. ثم يجمعكم الى يوم القيامة لا ريب فيه. Then he will gather you all together to the day of resurrection. In which there is no doubt. وَلَكِنْ نَأْسَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people know not. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And for Allah is the sovereignty and kingdom of the heavens and the earth. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ. And the day on which the hour will come. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ يَخْسَرُ الْمُبْتِلُونَ. On that day, the followers of falsehood will be the losers. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةً. You will see all the nations. They will be kneeling down. كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ تُرَى إِلَىٰ كِتَابِهَا. Every ummah, every group, every nation will be called towards the book of the record of its events and deeds. And then, الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. And then it will be said, today you will be rewarded and recompensed for what you have been doing. هذا كتابنا. This record of ours, this book of ours, ينطق عليكم بالحق. It is speaking against you with truth. There is nothing wrong in this record. As I said, it might be a computer, a big joint computer. Simply, you press a button and the life of a person, of an individual, the whole film might start. Now, how can you deny? You are doing it. See it. Is it not you? How will you deny? هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق. إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون. We had been writing and recording what you were doing. فما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. Now so, those who came to believe and they did good deeds, فيدخلهم ربهم في رحمته. So their Lord will admit them. Make them enter His mercy. ذلك هو الفوز المبين. And that will be definitely the most manifest success. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَفَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْكُمْ. As for those who disbelieve, it will be said to them, was not my revelation recited to you? فَسَنْبَرْتُمْ. But you showed arrogance. لَكُنْتُمْ قَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And verily you were the guilty people, criminals. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And when it was said that the promise of Allah is true and that hour will come, there is no doubt about it. قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي وَالسَّاعَةُ. You said, we don't know, we can't understand. What is this hour? إِنَّ ظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنًّا. This ayah, as I understand it, is we can say that the condition of most of us is reflected in this ayah. We think, yes, your arguments are convincing. It seems that the day of judgment should come. The virtuous people should get their reward. It's very logical. And the culprits and those people who were rebellious towards their Lord, they must be punished. Yes. But in نَظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنًّا. We do feel what you are saying is correct. It might happen. But وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. But we are not convinced. And unless the conviction is there, there will be no change in your behavior. A dogma, believing in the day of the last day and resurrection, but not the conviction. So you will spend everything to get this world, unless there is a conviction that that day has to come and there is going to be the life of hereafter, and that will be the eternal, and that will be the real life. Unless this conviction is there, your attitude, your behavior in this world will not change. وَإِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَالسَّاعَةُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا قُلْتُمْ مَا نَدْرِي مَا السَّاعَةُ إِنْ نَظُنُّ إِلَّا ظَنًّا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُسْتَيْقِنِينَ. We do see it might happen, yes, but we are not convinced. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ سَيِّئَاتُ مَا عَمِلُوا. And then the evils that they have committed will come before them. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And then those things will encompass them about which they will be mocking. They were mocking. What is Jannah? What is Jahannam? They were laughing at it. But now those things will come before them as realities. وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. It will be said to them, today we shall forget you, just as you forgot the meeting of the day of this day of today. You just ignored it, so we are going to ignore you. Go away. وَمَا وَاكُمْ النَّاسِ. And your abode is fire. وَمَا لَكُمْ النَّاسِ. And there are no helpers for you. ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّكُمْ تَفَسْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُدُوًا. This is because you took the revelations of Allah in mockery. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And the life of that world, previous world, it deceived you, deluded you. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُخْرَجُونَ مِنْهَا. So today you will not be taken out of this hell. وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. Nor they will be given any leave to appeal. Okay, apologize. When you give this permission to somebody, what does it mean? If you apologize, I'll forgive you. But no. There this door will be closed. No leave of appeal or apology. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ. So, for Allah is the all praise, who is the Lord of the heavens and the Lord of the earth, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, who is the Lord of all the worlds. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to Him belongs the dominion and majesty of the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And He is all-powerful, all-wise. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر.